Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to you Thursday, April 2nd. And look, shouldn't be Groundhog Day around that University of Memphis program today, because today feels different, John Martin. No question about it. Tigers have their first commitment, it appears, for 2020. It was a long time coming. So certainly, especially in these times, happy to get some sports news, happy to get some Tiger basketball recruiting news. My partner, John Martin, joins me, and I'll ask you this question, John. Should Tigers fans be happy today?
I think so. The news was broken by Christian Fowler of Go Tigers 247 that indeed Memphis does have their first commitment of 2020. His name is Ahmad Rand. He is a 6'8", 6'9", big man, basically coming to Memphis to be a five. And we'll get into what that means. How does that impact recruiting for the rest of the class? As we've talked about, Memphis has three or four scholarships that they are looking to fill, and that is one. So there you have it. Ahmad Rand, 2020 big man, is the first commitment for the University of Memphis. We got a big show planned for you today. We're going to be joined by Mike Tannenbaum. We're going to be joined by Steve Weitz from NFL Network, and we're going to be joined by Jeff Calkins on the show today. So it's a big Thursday. We got a big Thursday show planned for you. Looking forward to getting into it. But yes, the news is, of course, as we talked about, reported by Christian Fowler of Go Tigers 247, Ahmad Rand, a 2020 big that they've been recruiting for the last couple of months.
Okay.
That he kind of came.
Wondered how long.
Yeah, he came into the picture a couple of months ago. He's a JUCO kid from Salcahatchee, which I don't know. I've never heard of that place, but it's a JUCO. I'm not exactly sure where it is, but it's a JUCO, and Ahmad Rand happens to be also the leading shot blocker in the country in junior college. So you're getting an athletic five man, maybe a tad undersized, right? Like more of an active big.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this: everybody on that staff is excited about him and his ability, and so. I think that's the first thing you talk about with him is one comparison I've heard for Ahmad Rand, who, again, of course, is Memphis's first basketball commitment of 2020, is that he's a Kenneth Faried type. So active, high motor. And that's really what you need, right?
Like, that's where I was going.
That's what Memphis kind of needs.
I think that's particularly what he hits. So first off, Penny Hardaway had said, you know, he'd like to get some experience in, whether it's junior college guys, graduate transfers. You want to add that. You had the most inexperienced team in America last year. How many times did we say that? Well, factually, it was true. And what you wanted to add certainly was some experience, number one. But something this team desperately needed, too, we saw them struggle with it all year long, particularly finding that second rebounder next to Precious Achiuwa. This team got hammered a lot of times on the defensive glass. Teams were killing them for them on the offensive glass. And if you look at their ranking last year in terms of offensive rebounds allowed, 244th in the country. And so Rand, who averaged 9 rebounds last year, as John said, led the country in shot blocking. He's the guy that helps you on that defensive end to close out those possessions, because how many times did we see it this year? Memphis play good defense, give up an offensive rebound, 1, 2, 3 second-chance opportunities, and teams taking advantage of that, that's where they got you. And so he addresses the experience need. He addresses the rebounding need. And as you said, this feels like a fit, John, because you figure he plays mostly at the 5,
yep,
which shouldn't mess with totally what you've got, because Dandridge, you know, more prototypical, kind of prototypical 4, and you could see him and Rand athletically together. And you're going to need that. Because of that rebounding void that's going to be left with Precious Achiuwa getting out of here, as we all expect. So he addresses needs twofold, experience and rebounding-wise.
Ahmad Rand is the first commitment of 2020. And to be honest with you, like, he's a name that, you know, I heard, you know, within the last few weeks, the heat's turned up on him. And the question is sort of how does it impact the rest of the class? First of all, on Ahmad Rand, I don't believe he is ranked. I don't believe he is ranked over at 247. I don't think he is.
See, isn't this
like at the top 100 or anything like that?
Isn't this? I mean, you tell me, which one would you rather have next year? And maybe it is. Maybe it's Chris Moore. But isn't this the guy? You know,
essentially,
you're addressing that. What you lost in not getting Chris Moore, except with the addition of some experience, right? Chris Moore obviously would have come in,
yep,
would have been a true freshman, that kind of thing. But that's what Rand's here to do, is to be that guy for them, a motor guy, a rebounder to help you in an area that, quite frankly, they got knocked around last year.
Yeah, USC Salcahatchee is where he goes to school. And yeah, I mean, like let's be clear about it, like, you're not like Ahmad Rand is not, you know, James Wiseman or Musa Cisse. Like, he's 6'8", you know, he's 6'8", listed at 180. So he's a thin guy. But I think, again, what you're talking about when you say Kenneth Faried, what does that mean? It means activity. It means
motor.
First and second bounces back to back when you're going for rebounds. It means tap. I mean, like, that is what you are getting in the young man, is that motor and that activity level. And again, when you have sort of, you know, built your class around two guys in Jalen Green and Greg Brown, you don't need studs at every position. You can't. Like, you can't have studs at every position, because it just won't work that way. You know, this way it allows you to have a guy in Ahmad Rand who's not gonna necessarily need to have shots, right? Like, who's gonna know what his role is, and is gonna come in and fight for that starting spot, and it's not gonna be an issue, because he knows what he has to do to be on the floor.
So I'd ask you, based on what you just said there, which shouldn't change a thing then for your recruitment of Greg Brown, no?
Correct. This changes absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Even though, like, if you look at their
measurables,
right? Very
think,
similar.
Okay, is this the answer? Is this the replacement for Greg Brown?
So let's be very clear about that.
Please do.
This is not Memphis. This is not Memphis taking Ahmad Rand because they're conceding Greg Brown.
Okay, I think that's
very different positions, very different visions for you know, how they will translate to the court. So now, I mean, listen, you could talk about in terms of the class filling out. You could talk about Ahmad Rand, Jalen Green, Greg Brown, and then a transfer from somewhere, right? Alex O'Connell down to Georgia, Memphis, and Maryland, from what I'm told. I don't know if that is going to happen. I'm not as confident as I might have been a week ago on that. But again, just that type of player, right? Like, that kind of – who may not even play next year, but who will be ready in a year from now and eligible. I mean, that's kind of what you're hoping to achieve – you know, in this group. You get Jalen Green, honestly, the rest doesn't matter to me. I mean, Greg Brown is would be fantastic, and you want him on your team because he's a 5-star prospect. But to me, they got to just get – you got to focus on Jalen getting him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get him, I mean, people are going to get excited. He's going to be good. He's going to be really, really good if you have Jalen Green in the fold.
Well, are you done in front court Obviously, you want to add Greg Brown, but are you done in front court in terms of adding another rebounder?
I think you probably are. I think you probably are.
Because you have
Isaiah Stokes as well. And
we think, and what would you think about the Musa Cisse layer at this point? Because that's something, again, there's a five right there. And either Rand is one of your key parts at the five last year, or the next year, or, you know, if we'll see what happens with Musa Cisse. But again, there was a time where people saying that's likely he was going to reclassify. You get him, Rand becomes depth. Let's face it.
No, exactly.
A big time dip.
Yeah, I still believe Musa Cisse is going to reclassify. Memphis is going to have to battle for that one. You know, LSU's involved. Florida State's involved. Memphis is going to have to battle for Musa Cisse.
For what it's worth, man, now that you mentioned that and you got that out on the table, I was told this isn't a situation like, you know, people think when he moved here.
Yeah.
Right. People thought, okay, well, Penny's got this one in the bag.
Yep.
That's not the situation.
Yep.
Is what I'm told.
Yeah. So I think it will be a battle.
For 2 cents. Yeah.
Him.
Because again, Memphis has got a lot it's facing on its own. And Musa Cisse is one of the top five, top 10 guys in the country for 2021 right now.
Yep.
Best shot blocker in the country, period. It's not just Memphis that's going to be after him. Much like Wiseman, you're going to have everybody in the country after him. So that's going to be a battle, you figure. And I'm with John. You still hear that reclassify is the likelihood.
Yep.
But reclassify and battle, not reclassify and he's booked to Memphis, you know, book the trip up. That's going to be a quite a war.
Yeah, so, like, if you look at what he did this year, Ahmad Rand, he averaged 9.8 points a game. He averaged 8.2 rebounds a game.
It's the rebounds and the blocks that matter, isn't it?
Exactly. Let's see. How many blocks did he have? He had 136 blocks this season. I don't have exactly the number of games he played, but for whatever it's worth, he was the leading shot blocker in junior college. This is he doesn't look like the meat and potatoes big, right? But that's what he is. Like, he's your typical going to get rebounds for you.
Well, tell me he ain't Jamario Rivers.
Well, yeah. I haven't seen a lot of his tape, man, to be quite honest with you. But Jamario Rivers was kind of that kind of guy, right? But I think
he was a skinny guy playing power forward.
Yeah,
he was.
He was.
And when you tell me 180 pounds.
Was Jamario Rivers the leading shot blocker in
JUCO? But he
was
never the leading shot blocker in JUCO. But what he was sold as was motor all day long. And look, Jamario, I don't want to kill Jamario here in terms of what he was and what he brought to the table. You know, quite frankly, you were in a bad spot needing as much as you did from Jamario Rivers. That said, he was sort of that undersized four that I'm hoping and telling you that hopefully Rand is not.
Rand is not.
He at the 180, still with his stretch, with his athleticism, he still can play bigger, play as a five.
Yeah, so I think – oh, and here's the other thing. Like, to a man, like, the staff's excited about him, you know? Like, even though he doesn't have the – sometimes – sometimes in recruiting, and you've covered it so you know, like, one assistant might prioritize a guy, and that guy may commit, and you talk to the other staff members, and they're like, that kid kind of sucks. You know, like you can get feedback like that, right? Universally, the thought from Memphis is that this kid is going to be very good very early on. And he's – again, it's all about what you are looking at for out of the kid, you know? Like, if I hire you, to do a million different things – right, and to be the best ever, well, I might not get what I want. But if I hire you to do exactly one job, and it's a job that you've been doing for your whole life, you'll do that job. And I think that's kind of what they're looking at here with Ahmad Rand. They need him to come in around Jalen Green, around a Greg Brown type, and be a cleanup man, so to be a dog, right, to be a junkyard dog kind of thing. And that's kind of what he is. That's his game, to clean up things. Again, not the typical 7-foot rim protector that James Wiseman was. I'm not even comparing those. But he's an energy guy. He's going to compete for a starting spot. And, I mean, it's like you said, it's just the JUCO version of Chris Moore. You know, like, that's what it is. I mean, it's
– and you're just hoping he's either as ready or more ready to play than Chris Moore would have been.
Right.
Obviously coming out as the true freshman. Penny had said that. We want to get some experience in here. And you realize the transition, sometimes it don't work out. Sometimes JUCO guys don't pan out at that level. I would use Jamario as the example. People were high on him coming out of Southwest. The guy was a motor all the time. But then when he gets here, and a lot of that was unfair because Memphis, again, needed so much from Jamario Rivers at that time. You were probably asking too much from that player. That said, look, that staff is, let's face it, it's mostly NBA guys. And if they're telling you they think he's got a chance not just to be good here, But to make the NBA, you know, I think you this is a staff that we identify as players. You know that. It's just shown that it could get players. You give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. Look, they needed this. And, again, I tell you, he hits you in two different spaces with the experience and particularly with the defensive glass where you had so much of an issue last year, just getting pummeled at times. So, for Memphis, hopefully it's a nice fit and a good start to what can what's going to be, let's face it, is a critical recruiting class, 2020. I mean, this is can you keep it going at an elite level? You know, so many things changed that this year. You've still got an opportunity, right? Jalen Green, Greg Brown still in the fold to keep this thing at an elite level, and hopefully he's that nice piece that helps you in a role here with both experience and rebounding.
I mean, because the truth of the matter is like you just can't, and this is what Penny talked about even going back to last year, like you can't just recruit all five stars, right? Like you can't just expect.
Well, then play them at the same time.
Exactly, because guys have expectations. And then we saw it this year, guys like Boogie Ellis in February, his minutes were non-existent basically. You know, so you have all these expectations, and the reality of the situation is you're going to fluctuate. You know, there are going to be some games or even maybe some weeks where you just don't have it, or, you know, you're seeing your minutes decrease and diminish and things like that. And so I think it's good to sort of surround yourself with, okay, I've got a couple five stars who are going to come in and they're going to get the ball a lot. They're going to have high usage rates. But then I also have guys who, you know, are coming off the bench and understand their roles. And then I also have a guy who's going to, you know, be my rebounder, be my shot blocker, be my energy guy. And he knows that's his way to playing time. So I think that's the key when you're building a program like Penny is trying to do, is you have to identify who's going to have to play what role and who would be content with doing that. I think that's what they've done with Ahmad Rand.
You can't have a bunch of freshmen and sophomores, even in the AAC, because guys have got – I mean, you see over at Wichita State, which is going to have to make that move this year, going to see a lot of JUCOs over there. You're going to see upper class – you know, Cincinnati, with them, you don't want a bunch of freshman bigs out there typically. You'd like to get some guys, hopefully for you, that have got some experience now. Typically, you'd like those guys to be big and strong and can give you be a space eater. That's not what Rand does.
Yep.
But hopefully that athleticism, that length, can add to your defensive presence, your ability. Let's be real. Your ability to close out defensive possessions, because it was one of this team's biggest weaknesses this year. Hopefully Rand comes and addresses that, and like John said, gives you everything that you would have potentially missed out on with Chris Moore, and hopefully a little bit more in terms of the experience level.
Yeah, like if you watch, I'm watching highlights of him right now, and they're not, like I said, there are not many, but I mean, he's a guy who's, you know, can finish at the rim, you know, underneath, really athletic, pretty rangy, but, you know, 6'8".
Just need a guy to finish possessions off with rebounds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, vicious shot blocker, like can, you know, again, I'm not even going to come close to comparing him to Precious, but like you would feel good in a switch with him, right? Like you would feel good if he got switched off on a pick and roll, like he could recover. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the big kind of, like, he'll, like, I honestly would not be shocked if he's the starting five next year. Like, I think that's what he's coming in to be, is the starting five for Memphis next year.
So if you go Rand in 2 weeks, April 15th, you get Green. You're saying add a transfer?
Mm-hmm.
And you're done? Still in play for
I think for the most part, yeah. I mean,
and that's saying Greg Brown goes to Texas or Auburn, you lose out there. That's saying that. Obviously, notwithstanding, if you get Greg Brown's in. But you think that's where we're at right now in terms of recruiting?
I think that's pretty
Jaylen's
much it.
Jaylen's next.
Well, I mean, you certainly have – before you can – okay, so let's put it like this. I can tell you that's the plan today, right? I can tell you
of course,
plan today.
Of course,
But it depends on what happens with Jalen and Greg. I think Jalen's going to Memphis, and I've said that for 2 years.
Will Jalen's arrival or in terms of this commitment change anything in terms of what you've got right now? Will you need another guy because you had Jalen, to my point?
No,
will
I don't think so.
Will you lose any guards that you have because you had Jalen? Okay.
That could happen.
That doesn't add another need.
But we don't – I'm not – I don't have that indication as of right now. You know, like I don't have that indication. I think
those guys know who Memphis has been after for a while.
Yes, they do. Exactly. They read Twitter. They get on. They know.
Man, this has been going on for over a year.
I think those kids want to play with Jalen Green. I mean, Jalen Green is not, you know, he's think like a Derrick Rose type.
Well, he could also play some. Let's be real. He could play three for you too.
Yeah, I mean,
in college basketball in the AAC, Jalen Green could play three for you too. You have two other guards out there.
Jalen Green is a playmaker.
He's a player.
He's going to start, but I mean, like he's going to share the ball, like. Yeah, like he's going to score and things like that, and that's going to be his role. But I think you're going to want to play. If you're smart, you'll want to play with him, you know, because you'll win a lot of games and you'll make a lot of shots. You know, I mean, that's just he'll set you up, and that's the way it goes. So, yeah, I think, listen, if they get a different decision than from Greg Brown than they expect or hope for, that could definitely change the class. I mean, they have to go out. You could get by with not having another wing because Lester's interchangeable. DJ obviously is coming back. But you'd like to add a dynamic forward. You know what I mean? Like, you'd like to add a guy who you could say go get a bucket. Problem is, I don't know how many of them are out there. You know, you invest so much time in Greg Brown, he ends up going to Texas or staying at home or going to Auburn, whatever the case might be, may put you behind the eight ball a little bit. But I think as of right now, like, things are very positive over there. I mean, this is a young man, like I said, everybody's excited about. Comparisons to Kenneth Faried, just active. That's the word with him. High motor, high energy. That's what you're getting with Ahmad Rand today.
I think Tigers fans would be, this hits a need. Penny Hardaway said after the season, you want to get more experienced. You go the JUCO route here. Again, if you had your way, you'd love him to be 225 pounds, but I'll take a guy that led junior college in shot blocks and who averaged over 9 rebounds a game last year because those are the areas I'm going to need. Remember, Precious, your key shot blocker last year, right? You're going to need that as well, shot blocking replaced, not just closing out possessions with rebounds. So he addresses those needs. A staff that, mostly an NBA staff, believes he's got a shot not just here but in the NBA. I think you got to feel good about it. You got to feel good about the fit.
Yep.
You'll feel much better about it should Memphis go ahead and get a Jalen Green and you add that to your 2020 class. Then you feel like you're back to elite level.
Aren't you glad that we're able to talk about like some actual news that doesn't pertain to the freaking coronavirus?
Well, it's like I was saying to you yesterday, you have to have something to look forward to in these times because it's hitting us all now in terms of either somebody, right, that's either contracted the virus or been some family that's been affected by this in terms of the virus itself, or you've been laid off, you got somebody in your family now and so it's hitting us from all angles now. And so yes, to have some Tiger basketball recruiting news, it's an oasis right now at a time where you could use some sports news because we all need something positive to look forward to. We're all going to get through this, but again, if you focus on how am I going to get through this just this day with all this bad news I'm getting, you can get in a bad state of mind. So, yes, I'd imagine this is coming at a great time for all of us, including Tiger basketball fans, including those of us that cover it.
Yep. All right, we will come back. We'll talk to Mike Tannenbaum, lots of NFL news, get his thoughts on that and more. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Coach Penny Hardaway from the Memphis Tigers. Like you, I am distancing myself and doing my part with the Tigers to help flatten the curve with this coronavirus. Staying in, working at home, and practicing social distancing. As soon as we get the word, we'll be back at the Lori Walton Center training, on the road recruiting, and getting our students back to the University of Memphis. Do your part, Memphis, and thanks for supporting the Tigers. Go Tigers.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80 proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it is what I, Gary Parrish, buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle of vodka when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Instead, just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And very shortly, they're going to have a watermelon flavored vodka. That'll be the newest flavor when it hits the shelves. It'll be here before you know it. Also, New Amsterdam got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, grab that. A bottle of New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC. Ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere. Taxes and restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Coy, stand-up comedian, and I'm here to toast my mother. Sam Adams is the best beer for this toast. It's grassroots. It's family. What I take from that is the same thing that I got from my mom. Mom, when you came to this country, it was to give the kids an opportunity that you knew that you would never have. Thank you for everything you sacrificed. So this is for you.
I'm so proud of you.
And I love you so much. Oh my God, bottoms up. Slow down, lady.
That's good.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
We're all spending a lot of time at home these days. That means we're all having a lot of meals at home these days. And this is Gary Parrish making sure you understand that when you're ready to step it up a bit, you should check out the finest, freshest, never frozen prime cut beef selections at HumphreysMemphis.com. The Prime Cut Shop next to Folks Folly. They provide all the same ingredients and sides offered by Folks Folly via local delivery, overnight shipping nationwide, or curbside pickup. So please go check it out today and grill like a legend tonight. The address is HumphreysMemphis.com. That's HumphreysMemphis.com.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and listen, we're all stressed out, we're all worn out as we try to get through these unprecedented times. Don't let them get you down. 5-Hour Energy helps keep you energized throughout the day and throughout these times, and now it comes in two great extra-strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst. Try them both and avoid hitting that middle of the afternoon wall. A shot of 5-Hour Energy has zero sugar, 4 calories, so it's the perfect pick-me-up during these unprecedented times.
Like, I'm trying to just put, like, that's what I'm saying.
Self in the kitchen.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
That was just a typo, that drive me crazy, she gonna make me psycho, everything
I've been through. ESPN, and as promised, he is Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL general manager, now doing analyst work with ESPN. He was on Get Up this morning, and he joins us now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Crazy time.
Trying to get through it.
We're all navigating it the same way, which I guess is some solace. Antonio Brown is not going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Bruce Arians was adamant about that in an interview last week. Didn't even entertain the idea, said not even on a veteran minimum. Is that prudent, especially if Tom Brady is pushing for him? Do you give a guy like that a shot on a veteran minimum, or do we know enough now to where it's just not even worth the shot?
Yeah, I certainly would. You know, and we talked about it, as you mentioned. So I think it's a really good fit with Baltimore. I thought it would have been a good fit in Tampa to bring him in with the right structure where there's only upside. And I was a little surprised that Bruce Arians closed the door that vehemently.
How many teams do you think might be interested? And I'm with you, Mike. Baltimore on a – on a deal where you could cut him, if anything, if he started to walk a line that got a little crazy. But how many other teams do you think might be interested? Because so many in this profession, Mike, so many of us media folks want to write him off and say it's done. You would know the demand for Antonio Brown. Do you think it's still there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Once his eligibility is clarified, he's too talented of a player. I mean, arguably, he was the most productive receiver in the league for a number of years. So I think he will get another opportunity. He's too talented. Our league has shown that players of his ability will get countless opportunities. And I think once his eligibility is cleared up, he will get signed.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Tannenbaum, NFL analyst for ESPN. Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. You know, I actually am in the camp of, I think this is going to make the Buccaneers a legitimate contender. I watched a lot of Tampa Bay football last year, and I happen to know, and I think everybody now knows, they have a really potent offense, and they have some playmakers. They have a stout defensive line on the defensive end. How much better, and I guess what's, you know, in terms of contending, where would you place the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady at quarterback?
Boy, if they can get a right tackle, and that's a big if, I think they'll be really talented, and I think hard to beat just from a standpoint of two really good receivers on the outside, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, two good tight ends in Cam Brate and O.J. Howard, a decent running back in Ronald Jones. If they could shore up that right tackle situation, I think they'll have a chance to be really good on offense. I think the interior of their offensive line is a little underrated.
You know, obviously Tom Brady, we know how old he is. We know how long he's been doing this. And, you know, typically, you know, the last several years in New England, you know, they have sort of delegated to running the ball a little bit more maybe than they would have, you know, 10 years ago, 9 years ago. And in Tampa Bay, you know, they have some unproven guys. You know, you talk about Ronald Jones, Peyton Barber. They really didn't do a lot of running the ball last year unless it was inside the five. Can Tom Brady still – can he be a guy who, you know, you're in the game plan scheme to throw 35, 40 times a game? I mean, is he still that guy?
I think so. They went to the playoffs last year, and I really do think that if they could shore up some of the things that we just talked about, I don't know why they wouldn't compete for the NFC South and have a shot to make a run deep into the playoffs. So he's still an effective player. And, you know, you go back a year ago, Patriots had lost Gronkowski and Kiel Harry, their first-round pick, didn't really come along as much as they thought. So I think a pass-receiving running back, a right tackle, and they should be ready to go.
Mike, Mariota do to Carr what you told us Tannehill was going to do to him last year in Tennessee? What do you think happens there with the Raiders?
Man, I wish I could get some of my stock picks right. Like
you nailed that one.
Yeah, I sure did. Well, look, I have product knowledge. I was privileged to be around Ryan every day. I think Derek Carr holds off Marcus Mariota, but you never know. And they brought him in for a reason. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady and Marcus Mariota were the only two quarterbacks to sign this offseason with a team that didn't have some connection to the player. So. It tells you what they believe in Mariota as a player, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I think Derek Carr probably holds him off, but it should be close.
You know, it feels like Gruden's looking for a reason. We know how much he loves quarterbacks, know how much he loved Mariota coming out. But is that the way? I mean, he's going to, you know, go through these guys until he's got his right fit, and it just maybe it's not Carr for him?
Yeah, I think, you know, John's one of these guys that will always scour in terms of trying to find the next best option at the quarterback position. That's just the way he's hardwired. So that's I think he's going to, unless the quarterback's an elite player, he's going to continue to do this. And again, I think Derek Carr played pretty well. They had trouble scoring points. They did a lot of good things on offense, but the Raiders did struggle with points last year.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Tannenbaum, NFL analyst for ESPN. Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis. I think if you watch the tape on Phillip Rivers last year, to me, it looked like a guy who was at the end of his rope. And I don't know if that's because he was tired of the situation and needed a fresh start, but he's going to get that in Indianapolis. How much of an upgrade, Mike, is it over Jacoby Brissett?
Well, I think he went to the one place where he would have a chance to be productive because Indy has such a good offensive line. And I thought Brissett was playing well before he got hurt. Brissett was very inconsistent, you know, when you look at the whole body of the season. But, again, a lot of young quarterbacks will be that way. Rivers is really close to the end, but that offensive line will give him a chance. And if I'm Indianapolis, I don't give up on Brissett because a year under Rivers is actually going to be a good thing for Jacoby. And these guys are just obviously hard to find, and I think there's a lot of good days ahead for Brissett if he's healthy. And again, I think Rivers maybe gives you 1 year at most, but it's close to the end for Phil.
No doubt. Staying in that division, you know, the Titans gave a pretty big deal to Ryan Tannehill. They can get out of it. I mean, it's sort of maneuvered in such a way. But do they need him to replicate the way he finished out the season last year? I mean, do they need those kinds of numbers from him going forward? And can he duplicate that effort?
I do. I think they have a chance to be a complete team, and you know, they're really solidified there. So it'll be interesting to see if what happens this year. But I would say their favorite going into the season in terms of winning their division. I'd be hard pressed to figure out who would be better than they would be, just based on the trajectory of how the season ended last year. Mm.
What becomes of Cam Newton, Mike? And what would you need to know before you pull the trigger? Let's say if you're the Chargers.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was interesting. I thought he was going to sign with Chicago. I thought he was a perfect fit for that offense, and I thought he was way better than Trubisky. So I was disappointed that the Bears didn't sign him. You know, the teams left really are Jacksonville, New England, and the Chargers would be the three teams that you would say have the most uncertainty at the quarterback position. So we'll see what happens after the draft. But if he's healthy, you know, Cam Newton's a great player, and Canley, I'm a little surprised that he's still out there.
How much tougher would it be, just considering the times we're in, right? I figured, Mike, you'd want to get a face-to-face with him. You'd want to know everything about him physically, but you'd want to do that in person. How much tougher would it be, and would you? I mean, do you push the pause button on something like this just because of the times we're in? Or, you know, is there enough info out there that you can get things like this done if you really believe in the guy?
Yeah, I think the three players that are going to be affected by this the most are Jadeveon Clowney, Cam Newton, and Tua Tagovailoa, in terms of injuries and uncertainty, that the fact that teams can't talk to the players right now, or meet, I shouldn't say talk, can't examine them face-to-face. Yeah. Those three players will be, I think, hurt more than any others.
The future for Jameis Winston, if you were looking into your crystal ball, what does that look like? I mean, can he ever be a starter again? I mean, and are we pinning the hopes on the LASIK eye surgery? I mean, what's the future for Jameis Winston?
I think, to me, and I've seen somebody else report, I would go with Pittsburgh, you know, sitting for a year behind Ben Roethlisberger. Obviously, he has more talent than either Mason Rudolph or Duck Hodges. So, to me, that would make a ton of sense. And he has a lot of talent, but, you know, he really needs to learn from his turnovers, because you're just not putting your team in a position to win games. And that's really rule number one about, you know, being a quarterback. He's got to protect the ball.
Yep, we are, of course, talking to Mike Tannenbaum, NFL analyst for ESPN. Was on Get Up this morning. And then, Mike, going to ask you sort of to put your speculative hat on. We have seen various sports leagues and their response to COVID-19 in this pandemic. You know, the NBA is on ice. The NHL is on ice. The Open Championships just got canceled. That's not until July. The NFL has had a markedly different approach. They have basically said, we're going to have free agency, we're going to have the draft, and we're going to start on time. Now, obviously, things can change, and they are changing every day. But what have you made sort of their response and just sort of their insistence that business is going to go on as usual in the NFL no matter what?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that we're having the draft. You know, Adam Schefter made that point that there's literally carnage in the streets right now. Like, we need some perspective. And I think it's somewhat tone deaf of the NFL to have the draft in and around New York City with everything else going on. And I understand a lot of it will be virtual, but there is a time and a place, and I appreciate it, and I'm as excited as anybody else about, you know, the season getting started and a much-needed distraction from, obviously, what's going on in the world right now. So I think the league is lucky from a timing standpoint, like when the virus hit. But in terms of, you know, having the draft, when we're going to have it, I just don't know if that's the appropriate step to take.
Do you believe there's a way? I mean, maybe it's because the television contract is, I mean, it's so lucrative. I mean, do you believe that if there is a way of, and I agree with this, by the way, I think of all the leagues, whether it's NBA, MLB, NHL, I think the NFL will find a way to play the games. It may look different, but they will find a way. Is that sort of where you are right now with it?
Yeah, I think ultimately, like, we'll figure out a way. You know, it's just so interesting, guys. Like, that's the big picture. You know, like, by December, you know, we could be looking at just such a different world, right, in terms of we could have the Masters in the same weekend of the Kentucky Derby and, you know, the NBA Finals. And do we have, you know, the full slate of regular season football games at the same time? Like, I think the whole sports world, big picture, guys, is going to be so weird in the fall. And candidly, I think there'll be so much interest because of what's going on. So how the NFL actually plays its game, I think we'll see. Maybe things get tweaked a little bit.
And then I've got to note, just from a front office perspective, the extra, the additional team in the playoffs, the seven on each side. Do you like that, Mike? Adding one, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, what's interesting to me is, like, if we look at the NFC guys, you take, for example, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Green Bay. There's a couple teams that you would say, and San Francisco, that are plus or minus within 5% of one another. The one team that gets that bye, because there's only going to be one bye. It is going to be huge, because here's why. It comes down to the two H's that time of year, health and home field. So if you're the San Francisco 49ers and you're the one team with the bye, it makes a huge difference. And I think that's going to put such a premium on these regular season games. So I think that's something to keep an eye on. I would be really surprised that if at the end of this season, if both one seeds weren't in the Super Bowl.
Hey, Mike, man, this was great stuff as always. We appreciate the time and insight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. He is Mike Tannenbaum.
You know, it's interesting, Jason. We started this by talking about Antonio Brown, this interview with Antonio Brown, and he mentioned the Ravens. And what's interesting about the Ravens is, first of all, there's, I think, Antonio Brown's cousin is on the team, Hollywood Brown. That's Hollywood Brown there in Baltimore, right? A.J. Brown's not Hollywood, is he?
No.
Okay, yeah. So Hollywood Brown is in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson's from Florida. Antonio Brown is from Florida.
Just worked
out
with him.
All three of those guys know each other or are related. Maybe it could work in Baltimore in a way it wouldn't work anywhere else, if that makes sense. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Well, that's what some are pushing, because Lamar worked out with Antonio. And if it's going to work, you've got to hope that they're going to do it without the coronavirus, because those two were not social distancing, John.
Yes.
During these workouts.
They were not. So, and you feel like if there's going to be an athlete to come down with it, it's going to be Antonio Brown.
It would be Antonio, just for whatever reason, just because he'll want to play. I could see some Rudy Gobert in him. That said, look, I think when this came up, and it came up this morning all over ESPN, most folks were going to say, no way. Right, the narrative is Antonio. I mean, we even talked about it last week, John. We talked about maybe it's washed, maybe it's done. You know, in terms of demand for him, you heard Stephen A. Smith blast it. Somebody's going to want this guy. I think Tannenbaum's the one guy that's saying what's true, is that if it's not the Ravens on some incentive laden deal, it's going to be some other team that wants to give him a shot because of the talent level. If he clears, right, the NFL's protocol, all that, for everything he's got to do off the field, somebody is going to take him. Again, on an incentive-laden contract that says, you mess up one time, we cut you. No strings attached. They're going to take him because of the talent. And so, we were so fast to write him off. I just think Tannenbaum's right. Whether it's the Ravens or somebody else, they're going to take a chance.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're overall right. But they have to wait on that shooter drop, so to speak. Right?
And everything's sort of – I mean, everything's already slowed down right now. If you're the NFL, you're focused on your draft, all that. How much time do you have to allot to this, to Antonio Brown getting back in the league? That said – he is a talent. The NFL realizes that. I'm sure they'll get it addressed, especially if there is a demand for him. And we'll see. What I'm curious is if Lamar Jackson really has any interest in him, right? Remember Tom Brady there for a minute, you know, like the idea. It's because when you work out with Antonio Brown, he's catching everything. He's getting down the field. You love it right then. Are you willing to vouch for it to a point that, hey, I need him with me on my squad? That's what I'll be interested to see from Lamar Jackson. Or you just doing the guy solid. You're working out with him. You're showing, hey, I still got faith in this guy, and you're trying to help him for the rest of the league. That's what I'm sort of curious to see. I'd wonder how much interest Harbaugh really has in adding him, or if this is you're just doing a favor for a guy. That's what'd be interesting to find out here.
Yeah. So anyway, appreciate Mike Tannenbaum for joining us on the show today. Lots more to come here on the Jason and John Show. We're going to be joined by Steve Weich. We're going to be joined by Jeff Calkins. So stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home. Like doing an honest day's work for your boss, getting rid of old clothes,
my old bell bottoms,
scouring the grout in your shower, working out on that old stationary bike, and so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy, energy for hunkering down.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts to help our communities when they come back together. Respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
Young.
Old.
City people.
Country folk.
And everything in between.
And every one of us matters.
So we all should count, right?
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
It also decides your state's congressional representation.
It's just too important to miss.
So be counted and make sure.
Your neighborhood counts. Your family counts. Take the 2020 census.
Take the 2020 census.
Come on, take the 2020 census.
And make sure you count.
Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. triple action so your lawn thrives guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts triple action today.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Somewhere out there, there's a man on a park bench eating his 500th PB&J. He has no idea Papa John's has new papadillas that are way better than a boring sandwich. With Papa John's best meats, cheeses, and veggies hand-folded into a crispy flatbread crust. Someone better tell that man. Get a new papadilla in one of four flavors for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Take me around the world and back again. As I'm searching for my something.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, on 92.9 FM, ESPN. The news of the day was Memphis got its first 2020 commit.
Hey.
You're so excited about this.
That's something to get up about.
You like it.
Well, I like that there's news. This looks like a good fit for Memphis, and he'll help Memphis not be the most inexperienced team in college basketball next year. Should we? We're going to have it next year. You realize that. I'd rather talk about that
sure about
than
this?
The alternative. And we're spending so much time talking about when these seasons are going to come back. Well, when they do, Memphis has added what looks like a good piece here.
You're positive we're going to have a next season. You're absolutely positive.
Don't do this with me. Like, it serves no purpose here to argue about whether or not you're going to have seasons. The only thing is just do our part.
No, I think here's the truth. We're going to have
Memphis
something.
Working.
We're going to have something. It won't look like what we always thought it would.
Of course.
You know, what we've been accustomed to. But it is something. It will have something, you know. I don't know when. I don't know what it'll look like. But I do believe we will have
Clearly Memphis something. Expects to. It's adding players.
We did see some more cancellations in sports yesterday. Did you catch that? The Open Championship in July was canceled. The British – it's not the British Open because it's not in Britain anymore. So the report yesterday was that the Open Championship, which is going to be held in Royal St. George's in July, is canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic, according to the Golf Digest. Now, I'm not saying you specifically, but you, the listener, might hear that and say, damn, all the way in July, they're canceling golf. How is anything going to come back? But I will introduce you to a wrinkle about the Open Championship. In Royal St. George's. Mm-hmm. They have one of the best insurance policies in all of sports. So that if they cancel, basically they collect the premium. They collect the insurance premium if it cancels by a certain date.
I had not read this story on the Open.
Yeah, so the tournament, they're canceling it rather than postponing it, mm-hmm. because the RNA, which I guess is the organization, they collect an insurance premium. Again, as long as provided it cancels by a certain date, that's according to Golf Digest. That's why the Masters hasn't canceled. That's why the Masters is going to be held in the fall, you know, because they don't get that insurance premium.
Interesting. We're talking about Giannotto yesterday about the event here in July and the hope that it would
right,
go
that
off.
Could still happen.
Yeah.
You know,
I do
wonder, though, like, entertain me on this, okay?
I feel like golf would be one of the first ones back.
Because there's going to be
showing us the way.
There's going to be a pay-per-view event in May, it sounds like.
Tiger and Phil.
Yeah, and other celebrities. But riddle me this. What's the point of having golf on television but not having fans in the gallery? Because golf is not a great television product, is it?
Well, it's different now because of the demand for sport. And so,
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people love watching golf on television. I don't.
Not again. Different argument, but similar in the sense that, you know, on these SmackDowns, on these Raws,
yeah,
it's the only thing on. It's like what we told you. Now, is the whole world watching? Absolutely not. You're not going to change things where all of a sudden we're all interested in golf. But yes, it's the only thing on. It's live. It's sport. If you've got Tiger Woods involved, yeah, you figure you'll get even the extra bump with that comes with everything that's Tiger Woods when he's in your tournament. So that said, John, what they add is that they're the only thing in town. They'd be the first thing back. That's what they'd add. I'm with you. I tend to, my dad turned it on. He'd fall asleep. It was good fall asleep stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But he's got it on. And I think now, again, with that the only choice in sports, if that's it this summer, we're going to be tuned in just because it's the only thing on. All of a sudden, we're all going to be, so-called golf experts.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's just interesting. And by the way, the RNA has come out today and said they have said that's not true yet. They have denied the report that they're canceling the British Open, and that they say it is the Royal and Ancient Golf Club. That's what it is. That's what RNA is. They said all options are on the table, including postponing the British Open. But a decision has not yet been made. So, listen, I mean, I'm hoping that by July, certainly we will be going back to restaurants and bars. Don't you believe that? By July, dog, I'm going to go crazy if we can't go to a bar.
Well, it's not just you. It's the bar. It's the restaurant and bar owners.
We just can't make it that long. I mean, there ain't no amount of stimulus packages you can put out.
Look, again, hopefully with treatments, you know, some of these people that have gotten through it, developed an immunity to it, hopefully that's going to help.
And it's all about the curve, right? It's all about managing the curve.
What is not going to happen? Agree with the scientists that say this, and folks we've had on the air that say this. There is not just going to be this date,
right?
That's out there where all of a sudden the door opens to everything, and we are all back out. Like it's going to happen in waves because we've seen different cities are going to get this and get past it in waves. It's not all going to happen at the same time. And so we're going to be dealing with this for a while. And so the idea that there's some drop dead date where we're all going to come back out and play in the NFL and the NBA and everybody says, you know, it's all a go.
No,
that's
right.
Not happening. It's going to be a trickle effect.
Yep.
And yes, eventually we're back in restaurants. We start to get golf. We get football back. Hopefully the NBA is back in whatever form it's going to be. And it will be a trickle in effect. And all over the country, it will be like that. Literally us coming back online. You know what I mean? Like you see a city and the electricity going back on. That's how I envision it. It just won't be this one step we all take and we're all back all of a sudden to normalcy.
Like, oh, business is open.
It's going to be a gradual process.
And it will take So like, I think Mike Golic Jr. actually on our show yesterday put it really poignantly.
Maybe it's him I'm thinking about,
because he said it's like when your body goes out in the cold, right? And your organs are fighting hard to keep you alive, mm-hmm. And that's why your feet and your hands and your hands get cold, because you don't necessarily need them, right? Like, you don't need your feet and hands to live. You need your heart, and you need your lungs, and you need other things, and that's where the heat goes. He said sports are the feet and hands of society. We love having them. I love my hands. Do you love your hands?
Of course I do.
This
analogy was for you.
You love your feet. You love your wife's feet.
Was rubbing them yesterday.
No.
Figured it'd give me a couple extra brownie points in this downtown.
You were not rubbing your wife's feet.
I rubbed our feet last night. It was the first time in a while. Hey man, we're all just trying to get through, bro. What's wrong with that?
It's just random, man.
I once looked at a husband rubbing his wife's feet in the airport as they were waiting on the plane. And I told my wife, if you've ever got me licked like that, slap me upside my head. Last night I was rubbing my wife's feet at home. So she got me licked, and of course I'm trying to earn brownie points in this downtime. So yeah, man, I went for it.
So
I think it was appreciated.
So what?
Of course we need our hands and feet.
So let me ask you this. What prompted it? Y'all were just hanging out? Y'all were just chilling?
No. What prompted it?
Like, were you just hanging out and like you just said, I'm just gonna start rubbing the feet?
No, we're on the couch together.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm assuming is many husbands and wives, the more so than ever. We're doing it now. We're spending more time together. We're on the couch together. We had been talking about Mario in this song earlier, so I was in a romantic mood.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, after we both got up from a nice little slumber, nice little late afternoon nap, I continued rubbing.
And she enjoyed it.
Oh yeah.
And did it work out?
She didn't
out
want
for
it
you?
To end.
Oh, yeah.
Much like sports, I have magic hands.
Is 10 minutes enough?
On the feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this.
You go any longer than that, you're working. You need to charge. Yeah. You need to charge for that.
It's like
it may get to
like
a point,
a
John.
Therapist.
We may get to a point where I may have to.
You're like
a... I mean, it's time to start looking around for... You know what I mean?
You got to start getting into masseuses.
Seriously, I mean, we're joking, but, you know, we're all going through it, too. We got the email this morning.
Yeah, we got an email today from Intercom. We're
going through it just like y'all.
Our CEO, who said that cuts are going to be happening, layoffs are going to be happening, and nobody is immune from this. And candidly, we don't know. Jason and I have not heard anything at all today.
You just hope that's what it is, that it's right, cuts and furloughs maybe, as opposed to guys, people losing their jobs. But it's inevitable. People will lose their jobs. And we were talking about Gannett earlier this week. You have to, in this day and age, like what I was saying earlier, you have to look at yourself. And every business, every industry is doing that. We are no different. We are not immune to this. I mean, we're talking to sports talk radio, and there's no sports right now. So
right.
Let's be realistic. And so much like all of you, our job.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.